open the house of the Lord this evening. Amen. Amen. Let's just stand. Let's sing that song, We Cry Out. Amen. Amen. How many come here to cry out to the Lord? Amen. Father of life, seated on your throne of grace, it's only by your mercy we are saved. And weird you have said, if we call upon your name, we and our families will be saved. So we cry out your name, El Shaddai, God of grace, Lord Most High, Jesus Christ. We rely on your grace. Adonai, crowned in praise, Lord Most High, Jesus Christ. Oh, and Father of love, never failing to forgive. Each moment is a gift from you to live. And we're only here to tell the world about your grace, until the day you take us all away. So we cry out your name, El Shaddai, God of grace, Lord Most High, Jesus Christ. We rely, Lord, we
within.
little round of applause, saints. Amen. Amen. If you don't have any announcements or prayer requests, or testimonies that I know of, amen. How many just say with an uplifted hand to have a prayer to the Lord tonight, amen, that God would need something, I need something from God tonight, amen. Amen. Just bow our heads in a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we just bow our heads before you, O God, Lord. You said to come before your throne of grace boldly, Father God, Lord. We know we're nothing, Father God, but the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sins, Father God, Lord. Cleanses us from all things impure, Father God. Lord, we just come before you, God. We need you tonight, Lord. We're unworthy people, God, but we love you, Father, with all our heart, all our souls, Father God. Lord, as we sing that song, we cry out your name, Father. We cry it out because there's no other name below heaven or earth, God, that's greater than your name, the Lord Jesus Christ, Father. Lord, we just pray that you just have your way in the service in a mighty way, oh God. Lord, you come down, be with your people today, Father God. Just speak to our hearts, Father God. Just the very words that we have in need of today, Father, they're life to us, Father God, eternal life, oh Lord. Lord, we just pray, oh God, for the tithes, the offerings, Father God, Lord, that, oh God, that they would just go for your kingdom, the furtherance of it, Father. That, oh God, that they would just, the money would go towards whatever be missionary, whatever it be, oh God, just the tithes or the offerings, Father God, whatever it would be, Father God, that it would go for your glory, Father, and the people would give gladly, Father God. Oh God, we just pray, oh God, that there be any contrite spirits, oh God, that we just bind them right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father God. Anything that may be contrary to your word, Father God, that you just cast it out right now in the name of Jesus Christ, Father. Lord, we just pray also, Lord, you be with our brother as he speaks the word to God. Just help himself move him out of the way, God, Lord, that you could come down, Lord, just like you did in Moses' day, Lord. You stepped in his shoes, Father God. Lord, we just pray, God, that you just have your way tonight, oh Father God. We love you, God. We just want to worship you with all our hearts, Father. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Sing that song, "This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall be glad and rejoice." Amen. And this is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. That the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, this is the day, yes, Lord, the day that the Lord has made. This is the day. Oh, this is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. That the Lord hath made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad. Oh, this is the day that the Lord hath made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, this is the day. The day that the Lord, one more time, this is the day, oh yes, this is the day, oh this is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it, whoa, this is saints. Amen. And let's just sing that song, "Up the Mountain, Down in the Valley." Amen. No matter where, he's the God of the mountain, he's the God of the valley. Amen. Amen. And up the mountain, down in the valley, Jerusalem is my home. And up the mountain, down in the valley, Jerusalem is my home. And oh, home sweet home, Jerusalem is my home. Hallelujah. Oh, oh, home sweet home. Jerusalem is my. Up the mountain, down in the valley, Jerusalem is my home. Hallelujah. saints. Amen. Won't you sing that song, Victory is Mine, amen. Amen, victory is mine. How many have the victory, amen? And if you don't have that victory, claim it until that devil has to leave, amen. Victory is mine. Oh, victory is mine. Victory is mine. Oh, victory today. Get thee behind, for victory today. Joy is mine. Oh, now joy is mine. Hallelujah, joy is mine. Oh, joy today is mine. Oh, I told Satan to get thee behind. Oh, joy. When I this morning, oh, when I arose, oh, I didn't have no doubt, oh, I knew that the Lord would bring me out, so I got down on my knees, I said, Lord, help me please, and I rose up singing and shouting the victory. Come. How many are ready for the word of God? Amen. Amen. And there is power, power, wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power. Oh, in the precious blood. Sing that again. There is power. Oh, yes, there's power. In the blood of
be free from your passion and pride. There's power in the blood. There's power in the blood. Come for a cleansing to Calvary's tide. There's wonderful power in. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Power, power, wonder. Oh, in the blood. Oh, of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Oh, now would you be wider, much wider than so? There's power in the blood. There's power in the blood. Sin stains are lost in its life living flow. There's wonderful power in the blood. Oh, there is power, power, wonder working. Oh, in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power. Oh, in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you do a sermon? Now would you do so?
try to jump into the Word this evening. Just kind of looking for a few things. What God's been trying to speak, and kind of found my leading in a different direction this evening. Hope that's all right. I've preached maybe a few things that we weren't used to, maybe haven't heard so far as the church age and those things are concerned. Tonight we're just going to go right back in direction. We're going to go back into faith this evening, and by the grace of God, just to kind of bring forth a little thought, and I pray it will be a blessing to you. Amen. How many would say that I am a faith believer? Amen. Praise God, then you'll be all right. Amen. What do you have faith for, then, might I ask? The Bible says all things are possible. Amen. Only believe. Amen. Let's open up our Bibles this evening. We want to go to Isaiah 55. Isaiah 55, verse 11. And after that, we're going to go to Matthew 8, verse 5. In Isaiah 55, 11, it says, "So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it." Now notice there's actually a lot in there right there. But we want to go to Matthew 8:5. Matthew 8:5 says, "And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him," or asking of him, and it says, "and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him." Now notice, no hesitation, no wandering. He just said, "I will come and heal him." But notice what is said next in the ninth verse, or eighth verse. It says, "The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof. But speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed." Praise God. Amen. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Our most beloved Lord Jesus Christ, how we thank you, O God, for allowing each and every one of us to be here this evening, God. And we realize that where your word is, God, that certainly there is a purpose of that word, O God. And this evening, Lord, as we come before you, Lord God, as I pray, O God, for mercy, if there's anything I've missed, O God, from putting under the blood, God, set me free, I pray, God. Help me in my unbelief, God. But Lord, I pray also for this church as well, Lord. O God, we want to smite sin away from our lives, God. We, O God, like the scripture would say, it says, neither give place to the devil. God, we don't want the devil to have any foothold in our lives tonight, God. We want to have a Holy Ghost relationship with you, God. We want, Lord Jesus, to know, O God, that you are God in our life, a living God, a powerful God. And Lord Jesus, this evening, God, as I've seen, Lord, how great of a God you are to us all, God. I just ask, Lord, you'd certainly come and perform your word, O God. Perform, O God, the preaching of your word to your people, God. May they have an expectation that you would speak tonight, God. And Lord, I'm just asking, God, you'd certainly, Lord, move me aside, O God, that I might say exactly what you want me to say, Lord. I want no thought, no intention in my mind, God, outside of the very Holy Ghost existence, God, that speaks for himself, God. How we need you tonight, God. How we have such a desperation, Lord, that you would change our past forever, God. Help us, God. Put us into that state, O God, like we've never been before. The bride just asks for it right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, believing, say, Amen. You may be seated. If we had a title for this evening's sermon, we'd like to give it the title of the words that will defeat Satan.
Amen.
And by the Lord Jesus and his precious ways, we'll make some sense out of this. If we had maybe a topic of interest this evening, this is going to probably go in a little bit different of a direction than what you might think. You might be thinking right already off the top of your head, God, I want to know what words to say. Well, all right. That's a good start. Now, let's see what the Lord has to say to you about that. If we had a topic of interest this evening, I would like to say, or maybe call it, speak the word only. Amen? So I'd like to maybe move into this, and I'm going to do my best just to become inspired. Amen? I don't want my own thoughts. We just want the Holy Ghost to say what He wants to say. Do you want the Holy Ghost to speak to you tonight? I sure want the Holy Ghost to speak to me. You know, sometimes even as a preacher, I've been up here and so all of a sudden the inspiration strikes me and I just start beating myself up. I start preaching against myself and everybody said he's preaching at me. And the whole time I'm getting the whiplashes on my back, but by the grace of God, you might look at me and say, why is he aiming at me? Well, a lot of times you just don't understand we're both in the same boat. But that's the type of God I want to talk to me. That when I come to church, I want a real God that can actually speak to me and come on my level with even such a thought that I would have such an expectation that God would speak to me, that even if I heard a voice of a man talking, I would realize that that was God Himself still speaking to me. Amen. Could you imagine being in the time of Moses, where Moses was literally a God-sent prophet, and that God-sent prophet, that literally God would speak through that prophet, and by the grace of God, the people would still murmur and complain against that man of God. Amen. Isn't it amazing how we look at God sometimes? Because a lot of times we like to just put God in some sort of a feeling or expression, but a lot of times God is speaking to us because you're coming to the house of God. Amen? When you had an expectation that God is real in your life, it should have happened when you received the Holy Ghost. Amen? And when you receive that, when you got the Holy Ghost, that should show you that God is there all the time. Amen? When you pray, the Holy Ghost is there. God Himself is there. And when you walk in your house at night, no matter how tired you are, how far you feel away from God, that does not change the existence of where that God is if you have the Holy Ghost. Amen? That Holy Ghost, He is an ever-present help in a time of need. Amen? He has the ability to give you that which you need of when you need it. Amen? Praise God, that's pretty good to hear tonight, amen? Because here's the thing, church, we've preached on faith, we've done these things, but it comes to a time that you must move God. We are the type of people, we want God to move us. You literally become a people under an Israeli spirit, so to say. Israel was the type of people that they literally wanted God to do everything for them. And until God did that, they were going to complain about it. Amen? They walk out into the wilderness with all their animals, they don't see any water. Instead of taking on a thought that their life holds a detail, that their life holds some sort of a position to God, they had just complained to Moses and said, "Why are you going to let us and our animals die?" When the very thought of it should have been is all they would have to do is what? Come before God, inquire of God, ask of God, and God would give exactly what they have need of to them at that moment. Notice, you as a human, you as a believer, half-believer, unbeliever, wherever you find yourself seated tonight, you literally cannot find yourself without existence tonight. God has took care of you. God has expressed Himself to you. You may not have what you want from God, but He's been begging to give it to you all this time. But you have a problem believing that He is real. You don't ask Him, talk to Him like God. You don't ask of Him like He's God. God is omnipotent. That means He holds all power. So whatever you would have need of, He is on the basis that He can give that to you at any time. Now, that's why we want to bridge into the thought this evening about the words that will defeat Satan. Go on. Explain. Help me. If I could only figure it out. The words that defeat Satan. Okay? We all sit spellbound. How can I defeat my adversary? He keeps on defeating me. He keeps on breaking me. He makes me feel like I'm not a good Christian. Right? Well, wait a minute. I got a question then. In Hebrews 10:2, it said, "For then would they have not ceased to be offered," talking about the sacrifice, "because that the worshipers once purged should have had no more conscience of sin." Once you are purged from sin, you should not have a consciousness that you're a sinner. Which means that you're free. You literally have all the power of God at your right hand. Believe that? Now I might jump a little bit and I'm going to come back. But I want to read you something here. Patmos Vision, sixth paragraph, page 64-1, paragraph 1. It says, "Don't fear, John. Don't fear, little flock. All that I am, you are heir to." That's what Jesus said. You are an heir to the promise of God. Remember, the Bible says you are joint heirs with Christ. Watch out who's speaking to you tonight. But notice it says, "All my power is yours. My omnipotence is yours as I stand in your midst." Where's God standing at? As He's standing in your midst? Boy, well, how do I get Him in my midst? Why are you asking so many questions? So notice He says, "I have not come to bring fear and failure." Wait a minute. If God has come in your life, perfect love casts out fear. I'm not a failure. Because Christ come not to bring fear and failure. He come to what? To destroy fear and failure. Not from the world or those with a reliance on the world, but for those that are in the cleft of the rock, there is liberty. Amen. Now notice, I've not come to bring fear of failure, but love, encourage, and ability. Well, that's good because I don't have any ability. Amen. Amen. I don't have any gifts. Moses there with all the power that was given to a king's upbringing, the schooling, education, the soothsayers, the astrologers, all the magic of Egypt, and there he was with the ability to lead. He had more training, more ability than anyone there. But look, God had to get rid of his ability because he didn't have God's ability. He had Moses' ability. A lot of times that's the issue. I've still got some Cam ability. I found out today that Cam's ability is not in food grade welding. Need to talk to you after church, brother. But notice it says, all power is given unto me, and it is yours to use. When Christ, what? When he paid the price, he said, all power is given to me. Amen. The Father don't need any power anymore because I am the Father. Amen. I am the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Amen. Lastly, he says, you speak the word and I will perform it. That is my covenant, and it can never fail. Now, what I find really interesting about this is that this is in parentheses. Boy, well, that's what you got to figure out. Is God speaking to you, or is a prophet speaking to you? Is a man speaking to you? Is a false prophet speaking to you? Who's talking to you? Because I'll tell you what, if a man told me that this is his covenant and it can never fail, I wouldn't believe it. But if one can come under an inspiration, a divine inspiration, and tell me that what? I don't need any ability. I don't need any of this or that. But John Bride, I'll perform the word you speak. This is what? This is a covenant. Do you realize what a covenant is? It is what? It is an agreement between two parties. Which shows if you've received the covenant or not, if you are holding God to his end of the bargain. Well, what's your end of the covenant? That you believe. So he does all of this if you only believe. Sounds like a pretty good covenant. All I have to do is place his word in action. And did you notice that? He said, you speak the word, and I will perform it. Hallelujah. So now, notice where we go with this. As I want to jump back to Isaiah 55, and we understand, we read this book, we say, God, yes, you do this. God, yes, you're strong. God, yes, you have the power. But when we begin to look at this, God is so clear at how he speaks. In Isaiah 55:11, I want to read this again because I want this to anchor into your mind. It says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. Amen. But we just read, if you speak. Right. Now, it shall not return unto me void. This is very simple, isn't it? But that's how simple it is. You sit here and wonder, okay, am I a sinner or a saint? And what am I, God? I don't know. I don't know. No, God, you ain't moving nothing. I don't know. No. When you have a real faith, you speak to that mountain, and if you can even see it, If you speak to it and there's a faith behind that, it could be one grain of sand that just moved. And what? You didn't even need to see that with your eyes because your faith said it happened. I ain't worried about the rest of the mountain. All I had to do is speak it. It's up to Him to perform the word. Whatever you have need of tonight, it is only to you to speak the word. You cannot perform that word. Only He can perform that word. Now, continue. He said, it shall not return unto me void. Okay? So if God speaks it, then it has to happen. It can't come back as nothing to God now, can it? How about a little faith builder tonight, okay? So notice He says, but it shall accomplish that which I please. You see why it comes down to you really, really believing what you say. Because if you see what you say is what He says, then what? It come from God. He's pleased with it. And it will not come back void. Amen. And it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Hallelujah. Well, where'd it come from then? Did it really come from you? Now, we can't be babies here. You have to understand that you have a purpose on this earth. You have an ability given from God to what? To manifest God. Why are you here? You are here to make known God. We're finding out that in a lot of things, we're not here to make known God. In our eloquent speeches, yep, I'm not here to make known God. In my ability to not fail, nope, I ain't here to make known God. Because I always fail. My ability to give you everything you want. Nope. Failing there too. But you literally find that when all is said and done, the only thing that you can do to please God on this earth is to allow Him to manifest Himself. That's simple. Knowing Him and making Him known. So now, notice this as we begin to look a little bit further here in Matthew 8:5. Of course, we understand by the Scripture that what? A wholesome tongue is a tree of life. It produces the tree of life, which the tree of life is Christ. You have to bring it down. What is the tree of life? The tree of life is Jesus Christ. A wholesome tongue is Jesus Christ. Why do you think the Scripture says, to the pure, all things are pure? There's only one place you can be pure. And that is in the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Okay? So now, let's go a little bit farther with this. I want to do one. Let me read one more. Psalms 33:8. I'm going to jump one more place. Psalms 33:8 says, let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of Him. For He spake and it was done. He commanded and it stood fast. Now, you might not find this interesting, and you're going to prove it because pretty soon you start yawning, I'm going to know. Did I just say that out loud? Oh, yes, I did. Now, do you really think? Now, what if all of you, or just one of you, just let's say it like this. What if you were me and I was you? And you are looking at all of you. Would you be able to see who's interested? You say, oh, he's got a great discernment. No, I'm looking at all of you. And all of you are looking at me sometimes. Amen. But the problem with it is that all of God is watching you all the time. Which is why David said, he said what? He hath put the Lord before him at all times. Why? Because he is there. We just got done talking about an omnipresent God, and you can't see that an omnipresent God is here? Whew, that's a lot of power up in this room. Hallelujah! But note, if God says something, it is done. Amen. It is forever settled in heaven. Amen. So where's the need come back? It comes back to the place that you need to say that you are a representative of heaven. The Bible says that you are an ambassador of Christ. You are representing the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. And the Bible said, who can lay a charge to God's elect? You speak the word. You believe the word. And you watch God perform it. You know what I got? I just got touched by. Remember last year we found out that the star Regulus, or the heart of the lion star, was moving from Leo into the constellation of Virgo. And 2012's rolling by, I'm saying, God, what's going on? And then I thought in my mind, I said, God, because you remember what that means? In the stars, it means that the heart of the lion or the heart of Christ is moving into the Virgo or the Virgin. Amen. Right. Which is bringing all of the lion into the Virgin. Right. And I see her and I start wondering, I say, God, what are you doing? And then I found out that it takes time to move from one constellation to the next. And what I'm reading is, and what funny thing is, I found out, man, they put all these articles everywhere. This is going to happen, this is going to happen. Then in the process of it's happening, they just like forget all about it. And to be honest with you, I don't even fully know if it's fully moved. But I look at the chart, and it's been moving. And I don't know if it's fully into its place in Virgo or not. But it is now, according to the beginning of this year, it is now moving into Virgo. Hallelujah. Well, I say praise God. Because God told me back there that there is going to be a move of God in the heart of His bride. Amen. This is the season for your revelation. This is the season for you to say like Mary, be it unto me according to thy word. The only difference was that Mary did not have the word inside yet. But if you notice what Mary said, she said, be it unto me according to thy word. Saying what? That she had to make a separation between her desires, her thoughts, and move it to a place that it was His word. So where was the movement? The movement was in the revelation. The revelation was what was speaking to that woman. Now, why did God lay that in there? God laid it there for a woman without the Holy Ghost to say that it's all about you and your word. I can only see your word. Be it unto me according to the word. Simple as that. Now, that is what is so amazing. When you begin to look at Jesus Christ coming in flesh. Because you will find out that when it comes down to the Gentile, that Gentiles think a little bit different. Gentiles are beginning what? They were moving God from the box. I love it. I just read a quote your prophet said. He said, and it's just like Jairus. He said, do you think God or Jesus could have come to Jairus and said, Jairus could have come to Jesus and said, hey, just speak the word. He said, no, Jairus was a Jew. Jairus said, come and lay hands on my daughter. Come and heal my daughter. Your prophet said Jairus would have never stood for it. Because he was of a Jewish mentality. But we have a Gentile mentality now, don't we? So now notice we see Mary, okay? According to your word, be it unto your word. She said it's got to be, it's you said it. You said it. Well, she had an angel come to me. What about your angel? You had the seventh angel. You have the mighty angel. You say, well, Gabriel didn't stop by. But Michael did. And what? He's trying to manifest His word. But the placement of the word is not coming from some angel that needs to be out there. You ever notice that? When God sent your prophet, He sent an angel. And that angel, yep, about 6 foot tall. Hair down to his shoulders. Yep, need that angel. But when it comes to you, the recipients of the message, your angel's not made manifest. You don't need to see an angel to manifest the eagle. Why? Because that was an angel revealing the word. But you have an angel to manifest the word. The seventh angel? No. What do you think Ephesus was? Why do we have to come back to an Ephesians? Did you realize that when it was broke down in this message about manifesting in Ephesians, He said, the Ephesians, He didn't say it was the book of Acts. He said, God sent a prophet. And then the Ephesians was the word Himself. Well, who are you going to manifest? Where's your Ephesians at? Because he said the Ephesians is, he said, remember, the prophet was going out, but the Ephesians was taking in. Hallelujah. Well, that's what redemption is. It's leaving behind and going in. We've got to leave behind this. And the only way, this is what just so astounds me about everything else, is that God would choose a bunch of nobodies to manifest the fullness of the Word. And you wouldn't need any help from a natural man holding your hand all day long. You don't have to be fighting for a personal interview. You wouldn't have to be doing anything like that at all. All you would need is the revealed Word. And the revealed Word would set straight paths before your feet. Thy Word is a lamp before my feet and a light unto my path. Hallelujah. I think I want the Word. Yeah. Now, so notice here, going back in Matthew 8:5, he says, when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him, saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home of the palsy, grievously tormented, paralyzed, and so forth. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. But the centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof. What am I trying to show you? What's the Word trying to show you? You want a feeling. You want a minister of some sort. You want somebody to put you up in there. When all the centurion had to have was the Word spoke. All that had to happen was the Word would have to come from the Word. And if that Word would come from Jesus, it was settled. Now, you're not even worthy, God. Or excuse me, I'm not even worthy, God, that you would come under my roof. You ever think about that? God, I don't even deserve you. I wish we'd think about it a lot more. That probably changed a few things now, wouldn't it? But notice, but speak the Word only. Only? All you have to do, God, is speak the Word. Well, what you don't understand is there's a revelation. The Word is speaking, but all he had to do was hear the Word and it was revealed. Do you really get that? That all it was, literally, he would have to know where the Word come from. And that Word would be enough to manifest it. He says, God, you speak. And my servant shall be healed. For I'm a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this man, go, and he goeth. And to another, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled. Said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith. No, not in Israel. Wait a minute. So it was a man who had a revelation of authority. And his revelation of authority told him that he wasn't even worthy to have God come under his roof. He begged of God and said, God, all I need you to do, not here to pester you. I'm not here looking for Santa Claus, but I have a need. And I know if you say it, God. You see, I know how authority works. Now, what is he? He is being affiliate with a God of authority. He said, I know that if I say this man, go do it, he'll do it. I know, God, that you have a little authority too. And all you have to do is speak. That's it. Just speak and that's it. He must have had a revelation of Isaiah 55:11. All you have to do, God, is open your mouth and it will manifest. Oh God. How hard is that? The words that will defeat Satan? Anything that comes out of God, the mouth of God, will bring forth what it says. So, if anything that comes out of God will do that, and I have the Holy Ghost, then that puts all of God in me. Which means if I speak, not if I do, but if I allow God to speak through this vessel, that it will manifest what it says. Now, isn't that amazing? That every time God spoke, there's something God was trying to tell him. You know, when you go into the Old Testament and God is speaking through the prophets, every time God was saying something, there's a reason for him saying it. There's actually, you ever see anywhere in the Bible that God comes out and he says, here I am just to say this. It doesn't mean anything. It's not going to do anything. But I'm just talking, you know. We do not see God do that one time. Every time God speaks, it is what? To pronounce. It is to prophesy. It is to what? To bring forth something. That's all God's done. Why do you think it's called the spoken word? When God said, let there be light, there was light. When God said, Israel's a whore to me and they're going to suffer, well, they're going to suffer. When God said, Mary, you're going to have a baby, there's a baby. I know God used an angel, just hold off. Don't go nuts on me. But it was God speaking. But notice, when Israel come out, they complained. They wanted water. God gave them water. But we see in Numbers 28:20, verse 8, that God tells Moses, you take the rod, You gather the assembly together, thou and Aaron, thy brother, and speak ye unto the rock before the rocks, and it shall give forth his water. And thou shalt bring forth to them water out of the rock. So thou shalt give the congregation and their beast drink. All God wanted him to do was speak to the rock to bring forth water. Isn't it amazing that the rock and the water are both types of the same God? The washing of the water of the Word. All he had to do was speak to the rock. It's that simple. And it would have manifested. He caught the creative mind of God. That's all it was. God told him something. All he had to do is say, okay. Rock, open up and bring forth water. And it literally would have brought forth water. Well, I ask you, why do you have no problems believing that? How many here would say, okay, if Moses would have spoke that rock, it wouldn't have happened? We believe it. Wait a minute. The scripture says that God spoke to Aaron and Moses. It was a personal revelation. But God come directly to them and said, just speak to it. Moses, you just speak to that rock and it's going to happen. But what? Because he was not, what? Your prophet said he was showing the weakness in the blood of Jesus Christ. He didn't believe in it. That's how I understand it. The word spoke and he didn't believe it. God spoke to him. All he had to do was use his own mouth to speak it. And what happened? Now, let me ask you another question, since you're so good at answering me. How loud was this voice that God spoke to Moses and Aaron? Was it just in the mind? What was it? Paul said he heard a voice too. John the Baptist. But we find out that sometimes nobody else heard it. So all it was with a man gifted to be a prophet catching a revelation of God speaking, and then all he had to do is speak it himself. Boy, things should be happening around here, huh? That's the only hold up. The word that will defeat Satan. Why is this gets... Oh, I just don't get it. Can I run my head a little bit more? Get rid of a couple of them gray hairs, huh? Now notice, if we could go a little farther with this, that you are literally dealing with God himself. Moses was on a one-on-one with God, which is what the baptism of the Holy Ghost makes you. You and God. God in you. So the the problem lies in the place of you hearing the word. Well, how's God going to speak to you? Where's your voice at? And why is it called an unction? Are you saying? Now, you see, this is where we start saying, God. You see what the problem is? We say, God, Moses could have spoke that word. Joshua, he spoke that word. Son, stand thou still. And then when we look at ourselves, we say, oh God, how do I do it? You know what you're saying? Two guys without the baptism of the Holy Ghost have such a better faith in God than I do. I can give you that look too. But you see, it's pretty simple how God operates. Let me show you something. Door inside the door, 58. Got a little bit of reading to do here, but I want you to see something here. It says, now you lay your hands on each other. That's the scripture. It's deep. That's deep. The Bible said these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. What told that man, that preacher, to tell everybody to lay their hands on each other? Well, I know that was God. Well, how do you know that was God? Because that was the seventh angel. Okay. Is that your answer? Final answer? All he was doing was saying it was the word. Oh, brother. If you could just show me it plainly. I just don't get it. Seventh grade educated Kentuckian. Okay. Over in the overflow, lay your hands on each other if you're sick and needy. I'm going to pray for you. Now it gets good. If you believe in my prayer. Well, wait a minute. Why do they have to believe in his prayer? And what faction of that prayer do they need to believe in? Do they need to believe in a man? Or do they need to believe that God heard that prayer? Because who's going to do something, the man or God? Now, interesting. If you believe in my prayer, you have faith now. You have faith now. Come on, have faith. As you bow your head, I want to put in your mouth the words that will defeat the devil right now. Here it is! Yeah, I've been waiting for this. I've been in this for 10 years. I'm finally going to find it. Finally, Brother Cam has unlocked the seventh seal. I found it. The mystery is revealed. You're going to know now what I know. Here comes the revival. Do you feel the power? Do you feel it? You just pray them as I repeat them with your heads bowed. Did you miss it? Did you miss the revelation? Did you miss it? He said, as you bow your head, I want to put in your mouth. Your mouth. The words that will defeat the devil right now. Amen. Not my words, but I want to put words into your mouth that's going to defeat Satan right now. I want you to speak. Oh. It's deep. You just pray them as I repeat them with your heads bowed. All you have to do is speak it. All you have to do? What if I told you tonight? I want to put the words in your mouth that will defeat Satan right now in you. Just repeat. How many say? Sure, Brother Cam. Played this game before. How many say, well, yeah, Brother Cam? Because I know it ain't your words. I'm tired of depending on your words. But wait a minute. What God is speaking? What God is leading? And now the whole revelation is right here. The words to defeat Satan. And all you have to do is speak. Wait a minute. Did a voice come down from heaven? And it said, Moses. Brother Barr, speak to the rock. Brother David, speak to the rock. No voice! Just a preacher! And all he told them was the word of God! You see, I just don't believe this stuff. It doesn't get any simpler than this. What do you want from God? Uh-oh, why did I just say that? Oh, yep. It's just Brother Cam speaking again. Notice, you repeat this. You say this while I say it. If you want to defeat Satan right now. E106, brother. Almighty God, creator of heavens and earth, author of everlasting life, giver of every good gift, have mercy upon me. I am in need of thy grace and of thy healing power. Worship? Ooh, I need grace. Forgive me. Heal me, O Lord, and heal the person I have my hands on. Be merciful to them, Lord. God, be merciful to these sinners around me too. I'm a sinner too. Oh, I thought I don't need no consciousness. You're approaching a holy God. Notice, Lord, I sympathize with them, for they are suffering too. I'm entering into their sufferings, God. I now believe that you are the risen Christ, showing among us the great signs and wonders that you promised you would do. We got a problem now, don't we? Do you believe God could do that right now? Do you believe? Be merciful to me, and I'll serve you with all my heart as long as I live. And by your grace, this night I accept you, because you promised. I believe. I now am healed. I believe it. I accept it. I shall not listen to Satan anymore. I will praise God for my healing, for by Jesus' stripes, I am now healed. All that. You just told me all of that. You just, brother, you almost preached for an hour. And I have been waiting for the words to defeat Satan this whole time. And this is what you give me?
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, sure, it was a mystery, Lord. Brother Cam, you preached a couple deep things. I knew it was going to be it. What's this? This simple. God, have mercy on me, God. God. I have a need tonight, God. I'm sympathizing with everybody around me, God. God, I want to serve you the rest of my life. God, I want to be a better Christian, God. God, heal me. I will no longer look at the circumstance anymore. I'm not going to listen to Satan anymore. Whew. Getting lightheaded yet? E107 says, just keep closed in. Notice they had to close in with God. Keep closed in, Reverend. You've prayed. Now notice this. You said the right words. Do you need to go back and study this for a week? Well, how many want something from God? I mean, do you really want God to work on your behalf? Are you tired of being stagnant? Are you tired of being a half Christian? Are you tired of being 3/4 or 7/8? Whatever you are. I want to get something from God. But you see, I'm having a hard time defeating the devil. How am I going to defeat the devil? You've prayed. You've said the right words. Just in your heart, feel his goodness coming down. Feel them keys turn that door in there. And that faith you once wanted is now coming unloosed. Where was that faith at then? If it was coming unloosed, something must have been restricting it. Something telling you, there's something here by me. Something is making me well. My headache is gone. My stomach troubles vanished. Oh, I feel different in my limbs, my arms. New life is coming in. Keep that on your mind now. While I ask the devil, in Jesus' name, to depart from you. That's the devil that would make you doubt it at any time. Make sure you catch that. What devil was that? I'm still waiting for him to leave. No. That's the devil that would come back and make you go around and doubt it. The devil's already defeated up here. Are you not reading it? The devil is already defeated. So now the only thing left was to bind the devil from coming back and making you doubt. Aren't you feeling that? Aren't you feeling your faith unloosed? Lord God, creator of heavens and earth, I come to thee in the name of the Lord Jesus, asking you to be merciful and pardon our unbelief. Oh, God, I've just really been wanting you to do something in my life, God. God, I've been really wanting you to do something in the church, God. It just seems like that devil always got to step up on us. I just got done preaching about the lion anointing. And we got the eagle to be above it. What was this? What was this that we just read? Ephesus. That's how simple Ephesus was. Okay. Praise God. Now, brother, how can I get this to operate? I just want to see it operate. Well, I ask you, do you believe? How many want to defeat the devil right now? Let's stand. How many can think of something in their life that they're just not happy with? And they know Satan. You know Satan's got a physical edge on you. He's got a spiritual edge on you. He's got you oppressed. He's got you bound up in a condition. And you just know he's got the upper hand on you. You're holding there by faith. You say, God, I believe you're going to heal me. God's going to happen someday. But really, deep inside, say, I think I want to defeat the devil right now. Is there anyone that has something that they need God to work in their life? How many knows of a physical ailment that they might have, or a friend has, or someone has? And God's Word says, by His stripes, we're healed. God said in His Word, you say unto the mountain, be thou removed. You speak. You say, brother, how can it be that simple? Why don't you believe? Let me see your faith. How many people have something that they want God to work on? How many with that upraised hand would say that I know I'm a Christian? I know I have the Holy Ghost. I know I have something from God and it cannot be took away. And I want God to work on my behalf right now. You say, give me a magic formula. All we got to do is pray. Do you feel the need for God to come and work on your behalf? I ask you, do you feel His presence here? Do you see in your life a faith to respond to this word?
Because the word's already been spoke. Do you believe? How many would have to say, God, I just want to know for sure I'm right. You know where we're at right now. God sees those hands. Thank you for fighting with them. Fight that devil with that gravity. That's all right. We're going to do this for everyone's sake here. You have that need. Have you professed that need to Jesus? Just hold up. Notice our prayer here as we bow our heads. You don't have to repeat after me exactly what I say. But let us say this together with our eyes closed. Our needs of our heart. You're saying there's a deep there. That means there's a God that can respond to it. But first off, while Satan is fighting you with his condemnation right now, you know he is. Satan's coming to you saying, well, you're not in condition. No, you're not. Let's come before God right now in prayer as you pray what I'm praying now. Lord Jesus, be merciful to me, God. Oh, God, I have fallen, God. But Lord, by your right hand, you've lifted me up. You are my hope. You are my rock, my fortress. And Lord, you've asked this day for a spoken word, Lord, from a people with the word inside that the word can materialize through. God, be merciful unto me. Be merciful unto this church, God. I have a sympathy for the people in this congregation right now, God. God, my heart is burning for them, Lord. I pray you'd be merciful unto them. God, heal their needs, God. Oh, God, touch them, Lord. It was your word that promised it, Lord. You said where two or three were gathered, you were in the midst, God. You're here right now, God. Lord Jesus, we want to defeat Satan right now, God. We're tired of the devil robbing us of our joy, our strength, these ailments that are bothering us and our loved ones, God. We're going to come against Satan right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, Satan, you're a liar. God, we cling to your promise right now, God. Lord, heal me, God. Touch me, Lord Jesus. Touch my brothers and sisters, God. We have a need, every one of us here, Lord God, tonight. You see it, Lord God. This is the days of miracles. This is the day that there's a living God. God, I pray it even now, Lord. As you go and work on the behalf, we want to stake a claim right now. We want to thank you for it, God. We're not going back on it, God. We believe we're healed, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah! We come against Satan and the unbelief that he'll bring later. In Jesus' name, Satan, we bind you now. You're a liar, Satan. We take our victory for the glory in God's name, Jesus Christ, right now, saying, amen. Let it be done. Amen. What'd you just get? You just got something from God. I don't feel anything. You're not working with feelings. Your faith has just moved a mountain. We have bound Satan. Satan has no control over that ailment anymore. But it is literally what? There's a presence in this room that what is occupying and letting you know that it's all right. Are you in tune with that? Be reverent now. God's here. So what do I do, brother? Go in peace. It's over. Just thank God a little bit. Tell him how much you love him. Amen. Don't turn on that. Stay right with it. God will give it to you. Let's just sing a song. as we thank God for what He's done. Be it unto me according to Thy word. Where did the word just strike? The word just told you a deep, something that was bothering you. And now you're free. So what do you say? Be it unto me according to Thy word. Because who brought that to you? The word brought that to you. It's finished. Because anything that come from God, it cannot come back void. It's finished. Let's sing that song, Brother Dave. Be it unto me according to Your word, according to Your promises, I can stand secure. I'm secure right now. Lord, carve upon my heart the truth that sets me free. Hallelujah. According to Your word, O Lord, be it unto me. If there's anything else you need prayer for, I'd be happy to pray with you. Lord, be it unto me. You're healed. According to Your word. Oh, thank You, Lord. According to Your promises, I can stand.
Be it unto me, O Lord.
the Lord, you're here. You sent your word, Lord. You sent your word, and you healed my disease. You are the Lord, my. You sent your word, Lord. Jesus, you sent your word, and you healed my disease. You are the Lord, my healer.
Amen. Just thank God for what he's done. Amen. Give him a round of applause. Amen. Amen. You know, let's just sing that song, Lord, I Believe in You. I'm just thankful for what he's done, amen. Amen. Not turning back, just going forward, amen. He's promised it, taking him at his promise, amen.
Lord, I believe.